Let's find out some of the Flemington horses heading to Caulfield this weekend with the latest track work. And joining us is Daryl Shearer. How are you, Daryl?
Very well, thanks, Nadia. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Look, it's a busy week, and of course a lot of those Flemington trained horses have gone far and wide in preparation for the weekend, where we've had gallops at Moonee Valley, and then we had jump outs at Werribee on Monday as well, and of course a few horses went through their paces this morning.
They did indeed. It's one of those times of the year, and all of a sudden we're straight back into the autumn carnival.
Let's talk a little bit about Vinakunka, who is Gay Waterhouse's horse heading towards the Blue Diamond on Saturday. Looks to be in great fettle heading towards the feature race on the weekend.
Yeah, she does indeed, Nadia. She's taken good improvement from that excellent first up run she had when she was just caught late by Liar. Gay Waterhouse was in town last Saturday to watch her work, and the filly didn't disappoint. She was strong over 800 metres on the inside grass. Quickened up her last 400 metres, kick on 24 seconds and did it very comfortably. And I know that Gay's very happy with the progress that the filly's made.
That'll be all important where she does draw today. Also, Hawker Hurricane, they worked on the grass too?
He did. Mike Moroney is just changing a little bit of gear on this colt, and he worked in blinkers last Saturday. Both Mike and Mark Zara felt that had he been able to concentrate a little bit better and focus in his first up run in the Prelude, that he would have gone close to winning. And the blinkers certainly seemed to have focused him. He was on the inside grass last Saturday and 800 metres and just cruised home the last 400, tick under 25 seconds, but did it very, very easily. And, you know, Mike's very happy with the way that the colt's taken to the blinkers. And he's one that's probably going to go around a reasonable price on Saturday, but his form stacks up against most of those horses. And if the blinkers have sport about that bit of improvement in him, well, he's one that's certainly going to be right in the mix, I think.
OK, let's talk about a few gallops at Moonee Valley on Monday. First of all, Embrace Me.
Yeah, Embrace Me is nominated for the group race on Friday night. And she was on her own. She was out very early. It was still pretty dark, but she was out really early and over 1,000 metres. And she set off really strongly here, Nadia, and then sort of came back underneath Liz Warren, her regular track rider, and just settled into a lovely rhythm and cruised home in the straight. She was just over 24 and a half seconds for her last 400 metres, but really keen, very relaxed. In the straight, and again did this comfortably, and she's had two starts at the distance at Moonee Valley and won them both, so she's another one I know Danny O'Brien is very keen to try and get some stakes form into her from the breeding point of view, so she'll go there on Friday night and be ready to go.
Okay, so that's Embrace Me. Also Al Nafer and Sanctimonious.
Yeah, Tony McAvoy had his pair there. Al Nafer is nominated for the Typhoon Tracy as well, and she was on the outside of Sanctimonious, and again, they just settled into a really strong rhythm over 1,000 metres. They weren't out to do anything sensational, but they've rushed home just their last 400, a tick under 25 seconds without any effort from either of them, and both through the line well on the bridle, and nice and comfortable, and good work from both of them.
And that's those two there. Fast Stepping and Just a Joke?
Yeah, Fast Stepping is nominated for a benchmark race on Friday night. He's had a little bit of racing, but he's standing up to it well. He's not the biggest horse in the Waterhouse Box stable, but he's coping with it well. And again, they weren't out to do anything spectacular over 1,000 metres, but they were really sharp the last 100 metres, and they've broken 24 seconds for their last 400 metres and threw the line together, and both with more to give. Just a Joke was an excellent run at Sandown last start. He's a horse that I'd suggest punters can keep their eye on for when he steps out next time as well.
Okay, and what about Remura?
She is a filly of Chris Waller's. She was on her own over 1,000 metres, pretty typical Waller work, unhurried early and just settled into a nice rhythm. Wasn't allowed to go any faster in the straight, and she went through the line well on the bridle. She's nominated as well for that Typhoon Tracy Stakes on Friday night.
And what about AC Tongdi and Master Ash?
Yeah, AC Tongdi is nominated for the Fillies and Mares benchmark race on Friday, and she's come up really well at the moment. And Master Ash is a nice colt that's been down from Sydney for about 10 days, 2 weeks. They were over 1,000 metres, again, not out to do anything spectacular, but in a really nice rhythm right from the off. And strong the last 100 metres, and they've broken 24 seconds for the last 400 metres. And again, they were together through the line and both still on the bridle. So nice work from the pair of them.
And what about Ring a Ding Ding?
Ring a Ding Ding, he was there on his own. John Allen arrived to ride him, and he was just over 800 metres. And again, just wasn't out to do anything spectacular, but he certainly looked to handle the course with ease. And he's run his last 400 metres in about just over 24 seconds, 24 and change, but under a hold in the straight, and threw the line well on the bridle, and he certainly looked as if he enjoyed himself.
And also Second Bullet.
Yep, Second Bullet. He's going to head across to Tasmania for the Launceston Cup on Wednesday week, and he's holding his condition really well. He was over 1,200 metres, a little bit casual early, but then just settled into a rhythm, and he was another one that was really strong in the home straight, and through the line, on the bridle, ears pricked, and tick over 23.5 seconds for his last 400 metres. So he's shaping really, really well.
A few from the jump outs at Werribee on Monday. Advance Yulong?
Advance Yulong is a really nice imported horse that's now with Peter and Paul Snowden, owned, as the name would suggest, by Yulong Investments. He's a Group 2 winner in Germany last year, and he went in the first heat of the morning over 1,100 metres, just travelled smoothly the whole way, was second place around the home turn. Nigel Blackington trained there, Lady of Flanders led the heat. And Advance Yulong just cruised through the line in second place. Wasn't out to do anything spectacular, but he's a horse that if he comes up to his European form, you'd think he's going to be competitive in good class races here.
And what about Yulong Yuheng?
Yulong Yuheng, we should be getting used to these names now, shouldn't we? He's another one with good form in Europe, but more over sprint distances. Really attractive, almost black colt. And he just travelled strongly the whole way in his heat. Never came off the bridle, was never put under any pressure. He's probably been beaten about a head or a neck, but I'm sure he could have won the heat if he'd have wanted to. It was an 800-metre heat, but for most of these horses, they're in the batch of imported horses that Mr. Zhang brought out from England, Ireland and France, and this is their first real serious test. So I think the way that that those two shaped for the Snowdens, they'd be more than happy.
And a couple of unraced two-year-olds that won their heats, Murion and Alabama Express.
Yeah, Murion's a two-year-old by Brazen Bow, trained by James Cummings. Craig Williams was on him. He was blinkered, and he just looks a natural runner. Nadia, he just landed straight on the lead, led comfortably. Craig was just sitting quietly, came around the corner and just gave him a little bit of a slap just to keep his mind on the job, and he's gone through the line. His stablemate is a really nice filly, Varda, a filly by Lonro. She's worked home nicely to finish second in the heat without any pressure under Damien Lane. And but certainly the way Murion went, he just looks a professional two-year-old runner and did everything right. And as I said, landed straight on the lead and just travelled strongly all the way.
And then we had a few this morning on the course proper, one of them being Nature Strip.
Yeah, gee whiz. He's a bit of a jet, this horse. He looks magnificent. He's strolling around Flemington as if he's been there all his life. And they were right out, more or less, on the outside rail this morning. And he was only over 800 metres, but Damien Lane came across to ride him. And he just cruised home. He's broken 24 seconds, basically, for his last 400 metres and looked to do it without even trying. So depending on how the barriers fall for Oakley Plate on Saturday, he'd be one. Well, I think he's favourite now, but if he isn't, he'd certainly be. He'd certainly have to be close to the top of the betting.
And what about Athiri?
Athiri, she worked in company. Craig Williams came across to ride her. She worked in company with another two-year-old of Godolphin's called Auxon. She just sat off the colt probably a length and a half. They were over 600 metres, and they just trod the ground and cantered into it. And Athiri just sat off the colt until just getting around the corner and into the home straight. And then the last 100 metres, they've been really sharp, and Athiri's drawn alongside and probably just put her head in front through the line. And I would have thought that heading into Blue Diamond on Saturday, that was just the sort of work that James Cummings would have liked to have seen.
And also D'Argento.
D'Argento, he was out on his own. Again, relatively typical Waller work, over 1,000 metres. He wasn't out to do anything super spectacular. Just picked up the last 400 metres under Mark Zara, cruised through the line, tick over 25 seconds, and come back, you wouldn't have known he'd even been out. So, again, he's another one that's taking good improvement from that first up run, and he's ready to go there on Saturday.
And Dealmaker?
Dealmaker, again, similar. He followed Gento behind. He's a different sort of horse, obviously a younger horse, but a little bit more stocky and compact, but he was very similar as well again. He's broken 25 seconds for his last 400 metres, but wasn't out to do anything spectacular and did it really easily and got a look at the course proper.
And Best of Days?
Best of Days worked late on with Encryption. Craig Williams was aboard Encryption. And again, it was similar sort of work, but the younger horse just sat off Best of Days. They were over 1,000 metres, and the younger horse just sat off Best of Days until he got straight. And, they went through the line together, but I would have thought that the way Best of Days worked with the younger horse, who's a proven sprinter, again, it's, I know he's heading into the what looks like a really hot Futurity Stakes on Saturday, but he looks in terrific order Best of Days. They both do, so depending on how the race pans out on Saturday, again, he's another one that's ready to go.
Yeah, Best of Days, Encryption, and also Shillelagh.
Yeah, Shillelagh, she was out later on. Again, very casual, 1,000 metres, unhurried early, just gradually built momentum from before the home turn. And she's gone through the line about 25 and a half seconds for the last 400 metres. No pressure at all. It's just a maintenance gallop, really, more than anything else. And she looks really well in herself and has taken good improvement from that first up run. So, I suspect she's probably exactly right where the Waller stable would want her to be.
Who do you think are the key horses from Flemington heading towards the weekend?
Well, the way Nature Strip was this morning, you'd be a very brave man to tip against him in the Oakley Plate, I think. And the way Aetheri worked this morning, depending on how the barriers fall, I think her and Corker Hurricane are going to give Flemington a really good shake in the Blue Diamond.
Very good. Thank you very much for that, Darryl.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Darryl Shearer with his report, track work from Flemington. And we're now talking Caulfield, and joining us, Rob Nicholson. How are you, Rob?